Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God is leaning in your direction, is working together for your good. I just bless the Lord this evening. I'm thanking God for another opportunity to push into his presence. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I am so excited about the season that we're in. I am so excited about another opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. And I just bless God for the opportunity to bring forth my dear friend, awesome woman of God, a woman that is ready to press into the things of the kingdom. Glory to God, glory to God. Well, I'm just going to lift up a word of prayer. And after I do that, the next voice that you would hear will be the voice of our own evangelist, Audrey Milton, out of Georgia. She is a member of Berica Fellowship Church. She is a board of directors with Kingdom Builders International, and she's one of our host intercessors on Kingdom Daughters Intercessors Prayer. And also, she's one of our on the planning committee for our conferences. But I just want to thank God for her. I thank God that she's allowing him to use her. Her pastor is Pastor Prophet Ronald Smith and First Lady Smith. Father, we thank you for who you are. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you because you're all-knowing. Father, you knew from the beginning how you had ordained Sister and Evangelist Audrey Milton, how you had prepared her even in her mother's womb. Lord God, we ask you right now that you would open up her mouth. Allow her to be a vessel that you use, God. Let the people of God's ears be open. Let their heart be open to receive. Father, we thank you that when she speaks, Lord God, there is establishment in the foundation of your people. So, Father, we thank you that you keep her covered. Hide her behind the cross, and you be lifted up, and we'll give you all of the glory and all of the praises in the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus, we pray and we say, amen, amen. I yield the line to you, Evangelist. Amen, Evangelist. I don't know. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. I am Evangelist Audrey Milton from Georgia. And I am with Kingdom Builders Ministry. My church home is Berica Fellowship Church under the leadership of Prophet Ronald Smith and Elect Lady Smith. I would like to welcome all my listeners on Facebook, Twitter, Internet, and via phone. Welcome to my broadcast this evening. This will be a continuation of the message I taught last month on milk versus meat. At this time, you will hear a song, a selection from Tony Stevens, and it's called I'd Rather Have Jesus. And after she sings that, then we will get into the Word. To God be the glory.
Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be in all that I am, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin I rather have Jesus than anything. His word affords today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Sister Tony, for that wonderful song. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm going to read Hebrews. It's coming out of Hebrews 5, 12, and 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the words of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray first of all. Father God, right now, oh, Father God, right now, I pray, Father God, that you will use me today, Father God. Use me this evening, Father God, to minister to the saints of God, Father God. I pray that something will be said this evening to change their hearts and their minds, Father God. I pray for fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost right now, Father God. I pray for strength, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for this day and for this evening. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and give you all the honor and all the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Ooh, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. I thank everyone for tuning in once again for the broadcast. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God had placed this on my heart, milk versus meat, because I am still transforming from the milk to the meat. The Word of God needs to be part of our lives each and every day. We must be grounded in God's Word. Now, I'm going to just briefly go over what I spoke about, what I talked about last month, just for the listeners who's tuning in today. Then I will move forth. Now, last month I spoke, when we begin as spiritual babies in Christ, we start on the milk as babies. We cannot chew, swallow, or digest the meat because we don't have teeth when we are born. Why? Because God made it that way. Babies can only drink the milk. As we grow in Christ, we will be able to chew, swallow, and digest the meat, which is the Word of God. We cannot continue to be on baby milk when we should have been on solid food long ago. Babies have a strong appetite, so they are hungry all the time and need frequent feeding. We need frequent feeding, too, of God's Word continuously every single day. Every day, day in and day out. Now, my question is, do you want milk or solid food? If we turn to Corinthians, you can turn, I pray that everyone has their Bible. You can turn to 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians, Paul had written a series of letters of instruction and correction. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it begins with Paul's greeting to the church. He confronts the admirer for worldly wisdom, then contrasts worldly wisdom with the wisdom of God. So if you read all of 1 Corinthians in chapter 1, and it's also in chapter 2. Now, in chapter 3, 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, Paul also talks about the worldly ways and the ways of God, and the Corinthians Christians were acting like worldly people, like some of us still do in the church today. Some of us still act like they out in the world. Paul thought that they should have matured by then, because he had taught them for a year and a half. Now, you would think in a year and a half in the church, you would think by now they would be off the milk or coming off the milk slowly and going into the meat. You would think. But in 1 Corinthians 3:1-2, it says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." So that means they still wasn't ready. How long does it take for us people, Christians, how long does it take for us to get off the milk and move on to the meat? Now, Paul is talking about people who have been Christians for some time now, a period of a time, and they should have been progressing in faith by now. But they wasn't. They weren't progressing in faith. They were still, you know, out of the world, doing what they wanted to do, you know, not taking heed of the word. But we should take heed of the word. We need to take heed of the word. We need to, this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to have the milk, the meat, and not the milk. Now, if your pastor, if you're a bishop or a pastor or teacher or apostle or whoever you're under, is teaching the word of God for a year and a half, by now we should have matured or at least progressing in the word of God. Just a little bit, you know. We have to have something underneath. We have to have something. We have to go buy something. Now, as we grow in the word, we should become more mature, and we should. But like I said, some of us, we still are not mature. Because if we were mature in the word, we would not wear our feelings on our shoulders. And we still have people in the church that do that. We wouldn't be so sensitive about what people say to you. Some people say things to you to help you, not to harm you. But you take it like they want to harm you. And they're not, that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to help you. But we're just so sensitive. Oh, that person hurt my feelings. Okay. You don't have no feelings. Brush it off. Shake the dust off your feet and keep them moving. But we don't do that. Take things so personal. And that's what they do. We still take things personally. We still playing childish games. Childish games. We too old for that. We need to be mature. Most people don't want to hear and receive the truth about themselves because they are on the milk. Because if you was on the meat, you would be able to accept what they're saying to you. And then you would take a look at yourself. You know, that person right there really said something to me because that's the way I am. And maybe I should check myself. I need to take a good look at in the mirror and say, "Lord, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit. Help me, Father God, to change my heart and my mind." But we don't know how to do that because we're still on the milk. You say you're on the meat, but your actions speak louder than words. That's what you say. You say you're on the meat. Mm-mm, you ain't on the meat. You're still on the milk. Because you wouldn't be running around here saying, "Oh, the person hurt my feelings, and they said this, they said that." So you don't know how to take it. But we're learning. We're all learning. We need to learn how to forgive and love each other. Just like Christ. And that's what it says in the Word. We need to learn how to love and forgive. Yeah, we all been hurt. Everybody's feelings been hurt. We all done something to somebody. All of us. But it's time to grow up now. It's time to move on. It's time to say, "Okay, Lord, fix me. Fix me, Lord." God wants us to love each other. He doesn't want us to fuss and fight. He wants us to love each other. Now, in 1 Corinthians 13:11, if you read 1 Corinthians 13:11, I'm going to read it to you. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, This is what it say. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, But when I became a man, when I became a woman, I put away childish things. That's what we need to do. We need to put away childish things. This is what, as mature Christians, need to do. Put away childish things and move from the milk to the meat. It's time to grow up, saints of God, and become spiritual mature in the word of God, like I'm doing. I'm talking about myself, because I've been there. I'm talking about myself. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking about myself, because I have been there. And I know for a fact that I have grown in the word. I know for a fact that I know for a fact that I've grown, because if someone hurts my feelings, I know how to go to that person and say, I apologize. Even if I hurt that person's feelings, I know how to go to say, I apologize for hurting your feelings. Would you please forgive me? Or I apologize because I've done something to you. Would you please forgive me? Most people don't even do that. They just get mad and walk away. And then you ain't speaking to the person for a whole year, 2 years, 3 years, on that line. One of us need to be mature enough to step up to the plate and go apologize, regardless of that person or you hurt that person's feelings or not. It's called maturity. It's called, Lord, I am mature now because you're showing me how to be mature. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. It's time to rise up, saints of God, and shake the dust off your feet. It's time. It's time to rise up. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for rising me up, Father God, for allowing me to shake the dust off my feet, Father God. I've been through so much, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because you're moving me, Father God, from the milk to the meat. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, it's clear that God can work with you wherever you are, but we must graduate from the milk to the meat. You need to dig deeper for solid food. Ask yourself this question: how long had you been receiving the milk? How long? How long? Think about that for just a minute. Now, how long have you been receiving milk? If you've been in the church all this time, and I admit I've been in church, but I don't read the Bible like I used to, like now. I mean, I'm talking about I'm in the Bible. I take a scripture, and I meditate on that scripture all week long. My friend has showed me how to do that. Meditate on that scripture all week long, and I can memorize that scripture. That's all it takes. So how long? Another question. When are you going to get ready for the real meat of the word? When are you going to get ready? The answer to the question are in just one place, and that's the Holy Scriptures. That is the word of God. That is the Bible. Take the Bible in our hands, read it with your eyes, meditate on it day in and day out, and listen to the voice of God, because that God speaks. Once you start reading that word and meditating on it and getting it in your spirit, God will speak to you. You just got to listen. He has a little soft voice, and he will speak to you. I know. He spoke to me, and he's still speaking to me. So, saints of God, when are you going to get from the milk to the meat? Are you ready, saints of God, to eat the solid food? Or do you still want to continue to drink the milk? Listen to God's voice and store it in your heart. Starting tonight, when you get off the phone, get off the line, go and read. Go read what your pastor preached about. Because I'm going to read what my pastor preached about because he was a good message today. So I'm going to study that today. So go read. Get it in your heart. Get it in your spirit. Get it in there. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We need to stop delaying. Start studying. There's a lot of nourishing meat in God's word, just waiting to be assimilated. And that means to take in. That's what that means, is to take in. So that's what we need to do. We need to learn how to take it in. I know. Because the things that used to aggravate me, used to cause me to step out on God's will, used to get me all upset and bent out of shape and ready to tell somebody off or cuss somebody out. It doesn't bother me anymore. That doesn't affect me anymore at all. Because I am now on the solid meat of the word. So what people say, they just going to say. They're going to talk about me anyway. It doesn't matter if I do good or bad. They're going to talk about me anyway because you know what? They talked about Jesus when he was alive and he was dead. So they're still going to talk about you when you're alive and you're dead. So who cares? You just need to continue to do what's right. You need to continue to walk in obedience. Because people are going to talk about you anyway. It doesn't matter. And I thank God. I thank God. Because God is first in my life. He is my Savior. He is my refuge. He is my strength. God is everything to me, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, what is he to you? Ask you this question. What is God to you? Because he was everything to you. You will do what's right. You will be obedient. And you will take heed of the word. And you will be in the meat and not on the milk. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need to take the time and train believers who are unskilled in the word of righteousness, and help them to maturity. Each one of us need to take someone and help them, bring them up. You know, we don't do that. Help them. We don't do that. We don't do that in the church. We don't help go out and help nobody, and we should. You say you're a child of God. You say you're on the meat. So what we need to do is we need to take the time out to help people. Each one of us can help bring them from the milk to the meat. Every last one of us. The body of Christ needs some growth. The body of Christ needs some growth. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the growth, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the growth, Father God, that I have grown, Father God, and I'm continuing to grow. And I pray, Father God, for everybody on this line, Father God, that they're growing, Father God, from the milk to the meat, Lord Jesus. Oh, I pray, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. May the Lord take us from the milk to the meat. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. So remember, the milk is for babies. It's for maturity Christians. Be mature in your walk. Don't always be so mad and angry and mean to people. That's not maturity. Put a smile on your face sometimes. You know, when you're walking in the church, put a smile on your face. We all been there. But we need to learn how to be mature in the word. We need to learn how to be mature as Christians. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I thank you. So just take heed of what I'm saying. Go back and read over the scriptures and ask God to help you. Whatever part of your life that needs to be helped, ask God to help you with that. Ask God to mature you from the milk to the meat. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name. I want to thank. I want to thank everyone for listening in on my broadcast. I want to thank all the listeners on Facebook and Twitter, internet, very phone, for just taking the time out to listen to the Word of God. I pray that it was something said over the internet, over the phone lines, that you can just take heed of and meditate on it. Meditate on it. Chew it up. Digest it. Because we all moving forward. God got a plan for every last one of us. And it says that in Jeremiah 29:11. He has a plan for every last one of us. Pray in the name of Jesus that you would just continue to just take heed of what I'm saying. And also in 2 Timothy, before I hang up, 2 Timothy 1, chapter 2, verse number 15. Write this down. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. So study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. If you're walking in the meat, you will show yourself approved and not be ashamed. Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for that word. And that, once again, was in 2 Timothy, verse number 15. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. That concludes my broadcast this evening. I just want to say thank you for everyone that's listening on this line, on the internet, and Facebook and Twitter. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Word of God. Special thanks, Phillips Docs, for making this possible on Kingdom Builders International. And also, special thanks to Prophet Ronald Smith and Elect Lady Smith at Berica Fellowship, the church that I attend, for believing and having faith in me. I thank everyone so much for just believing in me and having faith that I can move forward and that God has something for me. Thank you so much, Prophet, because his word goes forth. And when that word goes forth, you have to chew on it. You have to meditate on that word. Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank everyone for tuning in to my broadcast this evening. I appreciate it. May God continue to bless each and one of you each and every day. May the light continue to shine upon you, each and every last one of y'all on this line. In Jesus' name. Father God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the anointing. I thank you, Father God, that you will cover everybody on this line tonight, Father God. I pray, Father God, for every person, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will give them the Holy Ghost, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will cover them, Father God, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name because yours is so faithful. Oh, and I thank the Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray and give you thanks. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We give God the glory. Milk to meat. Milk to meat. Wouldn't that be something if you had a baby and the baby never gave up that bottle? Yes. So if you have anything you would like to share, with these angels at this
point. Hello, good evening. This is Evangelist.
Good evening.
Here in Gary, India. And I would just like to honor to God this evening for being the head of our lives, to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you. For your Holy Spirit, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence with us. Holy angels, thank you. We love you all. I'd like to thank our Heavenly Father for our visionaries, Prophetess Teresa Docks and Elder Quentin Docks, for being so obedient unto the Lord and giving their time and their love and their compassion to construct Blog Talk Radio, the podcast. Evangelist Melton, thank you so much for bringing the word forth, being obedient, bringing the word forth to deliver such a message of truth. Thank you for taking your heart, giving your heart unto the Lord to allow him to take you further in him, deeper in him, to meat, to digest meat and bring forth the message of love, the message of truth to his people, to God's people. I thank you so much. Continue to walk in the Lord and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I've heard the growth in you, and I just bless God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for choosing such a mighty vessel to be used. It's an honor and it's a pleasure to be in the company with you tonight on Blog Talk. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much, Evangelist Weatherspoon. I thank you for your support. Thank you so much. Amen. The lines are still open. Before we end the line, we want to give everyone an opportunity.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. So this is Evangelist Hardaway. I just wanted to thank God for the Blog Talk Radio, and just want to thank Prophetess Teresa and her elder doc, her husband. I just want to just thank them for their obedience and their commitment to the line and just birthing out new soldiers with God. And it's just a blessing to be up under the ministry with both of them. And I love them, and I just want to just continue to just bless them and continue to keep the protection around them. And I just wanted to let Evangelist Audrey Milton know that the word you brought forward today was so powerful, and it was awesome. And I just wanted to thank you for being a part of my life and being someone that I know that I can commune with, and that your growth is just growing and growing. God is just taking you to another realm, a spiritual realm, and that I'm so proud of you, and I love you, and God bless you, and continue to move forward in God. Continue to show God that he's your strength and that your joy is in God, and that God is miraculous, and that he's going to continue to just bless you and just continue to make you a more of a mighty woman in God. So I just wanted to let you know that I love you and that I'm so proud of you, and just continue to keep blessing and continue to keep serving God. I thank you for the word today, It was awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. But then it's Hardaway. I appreciate that. I just want to say one more thing before another person comes forth. I want to go back and I want to apologize. I thank Prophet Ronald Smith, but I did not mention his wife's name, Lady Dietrich Smith. So I just thank both of them, the man and the woman of God at Berica Fellowship. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. The line is still on.
Amen. We just say glory, glory to God. We are truly blessed with the word of God. Last night, I had a dream with my as you were teaching. And it's just a wonderful thing when you could see the hand of God moving. And so we certainly see his hand moving upon you. We just pray the richest blessings that God has, that they be upon you. And everything that you touch, that you stay up, stay marching up the King's Highway.
Yes.
Don't turn to the left nor the right. Just stay focused. Every dark is strong. Know that it's for God's glory.
Yes.
So we are excited to broadcast. We're excited. We are excited. Like, you have worked enough because I know the enemy is angry.
Yes.
And God lost it. So you really fed my spirit tonight. And I know those on the line will truly pray as the boards are heavy. We see lights everywhere on the board. So again, I know your mom, and I know what you want to do. Proud of his head enough, but there's a godly child of God. And we just want to just encourage you in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. 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 Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amen. So at this time, if all hearts and minds are clear, Evangelist, we're going to let you have the last words. And if you would close us out, we would be so blessed.
I just want to say I just want to say once again, thank everyone for tuning in to my broadcast. I really enjoyed it. I thank everyone for the support that they're giving me, and just letting them know that I'm still growing, and we are all are still growing. So I just thank everyone for just, you know, their support and their dedication, you know. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Father God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, once again, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this broadcast, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all my listeners, Father God, all over the world, Father God, from the east, the west, and the north, and the south, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just continue to bless them, Father God, in a mighty way, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just fill them, Father God, with fresh fire, Father God. Fill your anointing, Father God, on each and every last one of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, in our lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for 2015, Father God, for overflow, Father God, in everybody's life, Father God, on this phone, Lord Jesus. Even the ones, Father God, already hung up, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will give them overflow, Father God. I pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you and I praise your holy name, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for taking us, Father God, to the next level of life, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because you already had the plans for us, Father God. And, Father God, we just need to be obedient, Father God, and walk in your word, Father God, and just continue, Father God, like she said, continue to move forward, Father God. Continue, Father God, to move forward, Father God, not backwards, but, Father God. So I just thank you, Father God. I pray, Father God, for Prophet Teresa, Father God, and her husband, Father God,
for this broadcast, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen them, Father God. Lift them up, Father God, when they're torn down, Father God. Cover them with your blood, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we will continue, Father God, to be unity, Father God, in one, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God. Thank you for them, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for their faithfulness and their loyalty, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for my prophet, Prophet Ronald Smith, Father God, and elect Lady Dietrich Smith, Father God. I pray for them, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will build them back up, Father God, when they're torn down, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will cover them with the blood of Jesus, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that no weapon formed against them, Father God, shall prosper, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for me being under their covering and also under the covering of Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, for the word that's going out from both of them, Father God, because they have taught me so much, Father God. Barak has taught me so much, Father God. Kingdom Builders has taught me so much, Father God. And I thank you for that, Father God. Because, Father God, without you, Father God, we wouldn't be nothing, Father God. So I thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to build them up and cover them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just praise your name, Father God, just for who you are, Father God, and just for what you're doing, Father God. Oh, we exalt your name, Lord. Oh, we exalt your name. Oh, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We're just so thankful, Father God. We're just so thankful, Father God. Oh, and I pray, Father God, that you forgive us all of our sins, Father God. Forgive us, Father God. Whatever we've done, Father God, wherever we said, Father God, forgive us, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and I give you all the honor and all the glory. Amen and amen. And amen. And I just want to say, don't forget to move from the milk into the meat. And don't take everything so personal. Don't be so sensitive. Grow up, saints of God, and walk in obedience. Grow up with the meat. Grow up and be mature. Teach someone else. Grab somebody's hand and teach them. I thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And I appreciate it. And I just want to tell everyone, have a good night and be blessed.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
By you.
So